out of that big lake tonight. The marine forecast calls for northerly winds 7 to 14 knots. There'll be coming onshore winds around 10 knots tomorrow afternoon. We'll have fair skies, but those waves 2 to 4 feet tonight, 1 to 3 feet tomorrow. And in case you should fall in, heaven forbid, water temperature is 46 degrees. Going to be pretty chilly on land tonight, down to about 32. So we got a freeze warning again. Tomorrow will warm up, be mostly sunny and warmer, with a high near 62. And a good day for the mothers on Sunday, sunny and mild. Right now it's 43.
We're those news people with the worldwide information gathering resources of CBS News and the largest local radio news team. News Radio 78, WBBM, Chicago.
Hope you have a good weekend, especially you mothers, you dads too. I'm Millard Hanson. See you Monday at 3 at 7 o'clock now. Lowell Thomas follows.
From Omaha, from Udine, Italy, and from Beirut comes today's news. Good evening, everybody. This is Lowell Thomas. The White House, President Ford, vetoed a bill authorizing nearly $4 billion in foreign military aid, more than half of it for Israel, saying that the bill contains unprecedented restrictions that would seriously obstruct the executive branch in its conduct of foreign affairs. America can have only one foreign policy, said he. That policy must be certain, consistent, free of congressional encroachment. And the president flew to Omaha for the start of 2 days of Nebraska campaigning. He's said to be way ahead in the polls there, but after what happened in Texas and Indiana, he's not taking chances. Jimmy Carter flew to Detroit and got another big boost, an endorsement from United Auto Workers President Leonard Woodcock, the latter saying, "It's time to end the Civil War. Bring the country together into one nation. There could be no better symbol of reconciliation," said he, "than to elect a president from the genuine South, the new South, one who listens to the people instead of traditional politicians." And now this message.
Today, instead of asking you to listen to the taste of stock sweet vermouth, we'd like you to taste some other sweet vermouth. That one's just a touch on the cloying side. That tends toward the bitter. Compare them to the perfectly balanced taste of imported stock sweet. Listen to the melodic interplay of stock's aged wine and exotic herbs. Sweet yet savory. Notice uninhibited vitality on the rocks. Now it adds to but never overwhelms mixed beverages. Listening is good. Tasting is better. So try Stock Sweet. Once you've tasted our balanced vermouth, you'll never listen to any other. Stock Sweet and Dry Vermouth, Distillery of Stock, Trieste, Italy.
As for the death toll in the Italian earthquake, from Udine in the heart of the quake area, we hear of more than 650 known dead, maybe 1,000, and thousands more injured. An army of volunteers aided by troops from a nearby U.S. military base still searching through the rubble for additional victims. A prediction from America's top business leaders that the current economic recovery should continue throughout this year and next. This at a meeting of the Business Council at Hot Springs, Virginia. At Richmond, Virginia, indictments in what is called the biggest environmental case in history, the giant Allied Chemical Corporation of Hopewell, Virginia, maker of a pesticide that poisoned workers and fishing waters, charged with criminal violations of federal anti-pollution laws. From leftist Muslims, a call for a general strike tomorrow in Beirut to prevent the election of a new president of Lebanon. This to try and force the withdrawal of Syrian forces and open the way for a political dialogue and a settlement between the Lebanese themselves. Britain's ruling Labour Party was trailing badly today in returns from local elections, the Labourites losing over 1,000 seats in city and county councils, while their chief opposition, the Conservatives, were gaining over 1,300. Conservative leader Margaret Thatcher immediately calling for a general election, predicting a Conservative victory, but a Labour spokesman called that sheer fantasy. An avid skier himself, as we all know, President Ford now asks Congress to chip in $28 million to help finance the 1980 Winter Olympics at Lake Placid. The president, then receiving ticket number one to the Olympics from the Lake Placid Organizing Committee, also an invitation to become the first chief executive to open a Winter Olympics by skiing the downhill course. The president saying, "I accept, but I don't promise any spectacular performance."
Ooh, what a lovely place, Edgar. So dark. How did you ever know about it?
I always come here. That's with my dog.
What? I can't hear you.
The engine. I turned it off, but it won't stop.
That's Goosling. Edgar, your car needs fuel mix.
Fuel mix?
Yes, Edgar. Fuel mix tune-up treatment from Gum Out. I have a can in my purse.
You always carry fuel mix.
Naturally. It's such a help in times like this. Just pour it in the gas tank.
Wonderful.
Edgar, your dieseling problems are over.
Eloise, your hands.
Dieseling is caused by carbon deposits in the combustion chamber and around the spark plugs. Fuel mix loosens the carbon and blasts it out the exhaust.
Oh, nice. Eloise, you're lit.
Because today's slower driving builds up carbon deposits, all cars can use fuel mix every 1,000 miles. Fuel mix lubricates valves and rings, too.
Mm-hmm.
Edgar, you can get fuel mix at any auto supply store.
Mm-hmm.
Edgar?
Mm.
Edgar.
Are you past 40, beginning to develop a paunch, hair getting gray? You're beginning to feel life may be passing you by? Cheer up. There's hope. A study at Wayne State University says middle-aged men are seen by young women as the most attractive of any age group, male or female. The middle-aged man viewed as sensitive, confident, and loving. And now, for CBS News, this is Lowell Thomas saying, so long until Monday.
Tonight's weather in Chicago, fair and cold with a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 50, but lower near the lake. Friday night should be fair with a low in the upper 30s. And then Saturday, partly sunny and a little bit warmer, a high in the lower 60s is forecast. Right now at Midway Airport, it's 42 degrees, 39 at O'Hare Field, and 41 at the lakefront. The humidity is 79%, and the wind is north at 10 miles per hour.
We're those news people. CBS Radio for the Midwest. News Radio 78, WBBM, Chicago.
Stay tuned for the Mystery Theater on WBBM, Chicago. Now there's something that can make eating in almost as much fun as eating out. True Value Hardware Stores offer the Hoover La Crave Complete Electric Crave Maker, the foolproof way to make authentic French craves at home, for much less than you'd spend in a French restaurant. There's no dripping, no messing, and no guessing. You get perfect golden brown, lacy edge craves every time because the thermostatically controlled heating unit keeps the pan at an ideal, even temperature. And the rock-bottom, no-stick surface lets you cook both sides of the crepe at once in the traditional French manner. Use the Crepe Maker to prepare other gourmet recipes, too. A 60-page recipe book is included. The 8.5-inch, no-scour fry pan is easy to clean and resists chips and scratches. Make eating in just as much fun as eating out. Get the Hoover La Crepe Complete Electric Crepe Maker, just $29.95, at participating True Value hardware stores. And now you can charge it on MasterCharge at many stores.
A CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. I've been waiting for you all day with a story of sheer horror. Don't look for dismal mansions or ghostly cries in the night. Our story of horror takes place in New York City. From the glittering atmosphere of Carnegie Hall to the fashionable shops of Fifth Avenue and the exclusive penthouses of Park Avenue. To Hilda Turner, these were so far above her reach, she hardly dared dream about them. But then, all of us have our dreams. They cost us nothing, and they do make a pleasant change of pace when reality becomes a treadmill. Hilda Turner dreamed, and something happened.
I wonder where I am. Strange. I have a feeling people are looking at me. I can just make out the shapes. Yes, they're people looking through the glass. and the light's shining on me. This is so odd. Why am I here? I can't remember. I can't remember anything at all. I don't know why I'm here. But worse, I don't know where I am.
Our mystery drama, What a Change in Hilda, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Bob Juren and stars Lois Nettleton. It is sponsored in part by Jovan Collections for women and for men and Buick Motor Division. I'll return shortly with Act One.
Moving on with the Allied Spirit, going to a brand new town. You're leaving the fast miles behind you with Allied Van Lines, you're homeward bound. Hello, tomorrow, I'm on my way. I know you're gonna bring a brighter day. I've got the Allied Spirit, and it feels like I'm going home.
Allied Van Lines knows what's going on in your head and your heart when you move. Because we move more families every year than anybody else. We'll move you with a kind of pride that says just good enough isn't good enough. The kind of understanding that says we've been there before. That's how we've become the world's number one mover. We call it the Allied Spirit. Let it move you.
Hello, tomorrow, I'm on my way. I know you're gonna bring a brighter day. I've got the Allied Spirit, and it feels like I'm going home.
Here's news from Arne Usen Leasing about an exciting new plan that actually pays cash back at the end of your lease. It's called the Arne Usen Profit Sharing Closed-End Lease. And it works like this. Because used car market values are rising so rapidly, chances are the car you lease today will have a very high used car value later. Suppose you leased a new Monte Carlo 2 years ago. Right now, you could be getting more than $377, your share of the increased used car market value. If used car values drop, Arne Usen takes the loss. For example, lease a new 76 Monte Carlo Landau, Grand Prix or Cutlass Supreme, including air conditioning, power windows, and stereo, for only $149 per month on a 24-month profit-sharing lease. Call them now at 878-7600 for your free copy of the AYCs of auto leasing. That's 878-7600. Arne Usen Leasing. An affiliate of Arne Usen Chevrolet, 4849 North Broadway.
Everyone wants more out of life. Did you ever meet someone totally satisfied? The more we have, the more we want, it seems. But then there are those who've resigned themselves to mediocrity. They know they'll go no further and settle down to what Henry David Thoreau called lives of quiet desperation. Hilda Turner is just such a woman. At 30, she is plain, unglamorous, and married to a man who loves her and whom she loves, but there's little money from his taxicab job, and her salary at Hobbs Department Store just about, but not quite, makes up the difference between red and black each month. Hilda doesn't really regret or resent her life. It just bores her.
What time is it, Brad?
10 o'clock. Want to watch the news?
No. I'll just put up my hair and go to bed. You finished with the paper?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll just look at the headlines.
Want a cup of coffee?
Yeah, if you're having some.
Yeah, might as well. Instant okay, should I make a pot?
Instant. Brad?
What?
I can't believe this.
What?
You remember Grace Hutchins? The girl I used to work with at Bradley's?
Grace, yeah, sort of.
Short, blonde hair. She used to come up to the place lots of times.
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen her for, a year or so. Not since I left to work for Hobbs.
Yeah, I remember. So what?
It says here she's making her singing debut at Carnegie Hall this Sunday evening.
I didn't know she sang.
She didn't. That's why I don't believe it. Well, she used to talk about wanting to sing, but she didn't have the voice. She was terrible. Even she admitted it.
Well, then it's not the same Grace Hutchins.
Her picture's right here. Look. Now, that's the same Grace Hutchins I work with.
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen her in a year.
So she found a good teacher.
Brad, it takes years to sing good enough to sing at Carnegie Hall. You don't do it in 1 year.
She's doing it.
It's just unbelievable. Brad, we've got to go.
What?
We've got to go to that recital.
Me at Carnegie Hall?
I wouldn't miss this for the world. I've got to go and see and hear this for myself.
Well, go with Audrey.
Oh, no. Please, Brad. I want to go with you.
Well, okay. But I'm not going to enjoy it.
Oh, gee, I sort of wish I had a fur to wear. Maybe Mrs. McCloskey would lend me her fox.
Oh, come on, Hilda. It's bad enough to be going to Carnegie Hall without dressing up.
You got no style, Brad. But I love you anyway. Yeah, I'll ask Mrs. McCloskey tomorrow.
Okay.
And you stop and get the tickets. Oh, I just can't wait to hear Grace Hutchins sing and see the inside of Carnegie Hall. Brad, isn't this thrilling? Look at the earrings on that blonde. I'll bet they're real diamonds. Oh, I wish I had a diamond.
What's that on your finger, glass?
No. I meant, you know. But I'm glad I borrowed Mrs. McCloskey's fur. Makes me feel special.
Honey, you look as good as any of them.
Thanks. Hey, everyone's going in. Come on, okay. Let's get our seats.
What do you mean?
I'm going backstage.
Not me.
Oh, we're friends. She'll remember me. She'll appreciate
me. Yeah, well, okay. I'll have a smoke in the lobby.
Oh, all right. I'll meet you in a few minutes.
Okay.
Grace? Honey? Remember me? Oh, Hildy Turner. Oh, how good of you to come.
I couldn't believe it was you, Grace.
Oh, well, I can't either sometimes. Oh, Hildy, did you enjoy the recital?
Oh, you're terrific.
How did it happen? You always said you couldn't sing.
Well, it's like a dream. Ever since I met Dr. Satlow.
Who?
Dr. Satlow, the Center for Transposition Science.
Oh, dear, they're waving at me. Look, Hildy, I've got to run.
Oh.
But I'll call you. I have a hectic schedule, but I'll call, I promise. Are you still at the same place?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'll call. I can't believe it.
Grace, would you come to dinner? Spend an evening, please. I want so much to know how you've been. Talk about your success.
Oh, my reviews were marvelous, weren't they?
Oh, I didn't see them.
Well, of course I'll come. I'm always glad to talk about transposition science. Is tomorrow night all right? I have a concert in Philadelphia on Thursday, and I'm going to Vermont for the weekend.
Yeah, tomorrow's fine. Come at 7.
It's really good to see you again, Hildy.
Where's Brad?
Playing poker. He sends his regards, but he thought we could enjoy old times better without him hanging around.
Well, it's still the same charming place I remember. It's so delightfully simple.
Yes.
And you still have the linden tree out there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you remember when the super wanted to cut it down and you climbed up and sat in it until he gave up?
Oh, that tree and the birds are my only touch with nature in this second floor walk-up.
Well, do you still feed the birds?
Winter and summer.
Oh.
Hey, but it's you I want to talk about, Grace, not me. The last time I saw you was a year and a week ago. I looked it up in the calendar. Now, how could you do all this in 1 year?
Well, I found a new life through transposition science.
Yeah, you mentioned that backstage.
Well, actually, it's the Center for Transposition Science, run by Dr. Satlow.
Oh, he is fabulous.
Oh, one of those cults?
Oh, no, not what you think. Not at all.
You see, Dr. Satlew has a very practical approach to changing your life. I put myself in his hands, and here I am. Oh, of course, I had to work. It wasn't overnight, but he introduced me to a fantastic voice coach, one of his disciples. I couldn't believe the progress I made. It's almost like a miracle. It's all in how you think and meditate. His meditation sessions are the key. You bring yourself out of yourself.
He must be expensive.
$100. You're kidding.
No, that's all.
Hildy, are you interested? Is there something you'd like to change in your life?
Oh, no. I'm fine. Oh, everybody wants something, I guess, but no. No, I wouldn't dream of it.
Oh, you don't say that as though you meant it. Look, I'll give you his address. He likes referrals from fellowship members.
No, I don't think so.
Well, honey, think it over, huh? He says, quote, "Everyone's heart's desire can be theirs if only you believe," unquote. Well, it's a little clumsy, but then he's a little strange.
Well, you're the living example of a miracle.
I've only just begun to live. And you could too, Hildy. If there's something you really want enough to believe in Dr. Satlew, think it over. Brad?
Yeah, honey, it's me.
Brad, what's the matter?
You better forget about going out to dinner tonight. I just got fired.
What?
Nice anniversary present for us, huh? Other guys with more seniority than me. Fares are down, expenses are going up. They had to let 12 drivers go.
Oh.
Damn, I missed it by one. Bonnie Tucker only had 1 month on me. So he stays, I go.
Oh, well, maybe it's temporary. Maybe they'll hire you back.
Eating is not temporary.
I'm working.
I'll get something else. I'm not going to sit around. But it sure burns.
Well, it's not going to spoil our night. Heaven knows we get little enough going out.
Some celebration, huh?
We're not celebrating your job. We're celebrating us.
I'm sorry, hon. You're right. I'm lucky to have you.
Oh, don't worry about it, Brad. Things are going to get better for us. I promise. Over. Will you introduce me to Dr. Satlew? Park Avenue penthouse yet. How does he do it for $100 a client?
Well, he practices what he preaches. Oh, Hilda, I'm glad you decided to see him. You'll change. You'll see. Oh, here we are.
Good grief.
Come on. It's absolutely empty. Not a stick of furniture.
Dr. Satlew believes material things cloud the mind. He'll explain. Now, follow me and don't say anything. Mm. We're going to his chamber. There he is. He's meditating, but he knows we're here.
Come in, dear Grace. Come in.
Oh, Dr. Satlew, this is Hilda Turner.
Dear Hilda, it's good of you to come. Dear Grace tells me you wish to join the fellowship.
Yes.
Sit down, please. On the floor, here with me. I don't use furnishings or trappings, as you can see, because that's just what they are, traps to draw our attention away from the real truth of existence, of beauty, of life.
Yes, I understand.
But don't be afraid. So many people are afraid of the truth.
Oh, Dr. Satlew, I'll leave now. I have a lesson with Professor Rice.
Go in peace, dear Grace, and sing like a bird.
I'll call you tonight, Hilda. Thanks for everything.
Now, dear Hilda, let's begin with a moment of meditation. Empty your mind, dear Hilda. Empty, 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 to be refilled with truth. Believe in me. Believe in me, and you will receive all you desire. Empty, Empty. Empty. Tell me what it is you want to achieve with transposition science.
Well, this may sound dumb, but I want things.
Things don't necessarily make us happy.
Oh, I know that. I'm not unhappy. I love my husband. We have a good life. But I'm so bored. I just want some excitement. I'm not ashamed to admit that I want a fur coat, jewelry, real jewelry. I want some glamour.
Not such a tall order.
No, for me it is. There's no getting out of a rut. That's why I thought you could help me. After what you did for Grace.
Yes. Dear Grace has almost achieved her heart's desire.
Almost? I'd say she's there now.
Oh, there's more for her. Because she believes.
Can you help me, Dr. Sudlow?
I can show you the way. Let me meditate a day or two. Then we shall know just which path to take. Your husband knows of your intent?
Not yet. I'll have to tell him.
I shall expect you on Saturday at 1 p.m.
Yes. I'll arrange to take the afternoon off.
Then welcome, dear Hilda. Welcome to a new life.
Well, if Sadlu can do for Hilda what he did for dear Grace, it looks as though Hilda and Brad's troubles are over. It's true that faith can move mountains, and Hilda seems to have faith. But I wonder. We'll see which path Dr. Sadlu suggests for dear Hilda when I return with Act Two.
There's your one fragrance collection, because you feel a little different every day.
It isn't easy to stay excited about the same fragrance every day. So Jovan offers you a fragrance collection. Elegant mink and pearls. Earthy Jovan musk oil, the fragrance rage of the decade. BSP, very special perfume. Outdoorsy grass oil, frankincense and myrrh. Romantic Madame Jovan, mysterious Jovan ginseng, and Belle de Jovan. Fragrance collection is available at cosmetic counters of America's finest stores.
Because no car runs perfectly all the time, your Chicagoland Solid Men of Olds introduce a piece of standard equipment on every Solid Oldsmobile. Our factory-trained Solid Olds service department. Whether it's a tune-up, or wheel alignment, they'll keep your Olds running right. And that's good for all of us, because a factory-trained Solid Olds serviceman to you is a Solid Olds salesman to us, who can bring you back for your next Solid Olds by helping to keep your present Solid Olds trouble-free. After all, Solid Service sells cars, and when it comes to cars, we want everybody singing the same tune.
Solid Service makes an automobile a solid oldsmobile.
Hilda Turner has placed herself in the hands of Dr. Sadlu in hopes of improving her life. Dr. Sadlu promises her heart's desire, but whether it's the best thing for Hilda remains to be seen. The child who eyes and eats too much of the chocolate cake pays the penalty of a sick stomach. In one way or another, Hilda will pay a penalty for achieving her dream. After all, you never get anything for nothing.
Now, dear Hilda, I've decided the way for you is modeling.
Modeling?
Certainly. You want excitement, glamour. You want to wear furs, expensive clothes, jewels. A fashion model is the logical course. And models make $60, $80, $100 an hour.
You must be kidding. With my looks and my figure?
Ah, but we're going to change those. We are going to turn you into a model. I do have connections.
A fashion model? Oh, that's really far out.
Dear Hilda, do you think it's appealing?
Oh, yes. The last thing I'd ever see me as is a model.
Dear Grace had no singing voice when she came to me. But she did have two essential things, desire and faith. I'm not sure you have either one now.
Oh, please, I'll try. It's just all taken me by surprise. I really want to change. I'll try.
I hope you will. You are a beautiful person. Underneath, deep down, where beauty counts. That's what I want to get at. Your inner goodness and beauty. When I have those, then you will have the beautiful face and figure. When we start the study, you'll realize that my secret is really nothing but truth. You'll see, dear Hilda. You'll see.
Hildy. Hildy, where you been all afternoon? You weren't at work. I went to Hobbs. They told me you took the afternoon off.
Yes. Yes, I did, Brad.
Why?
Okay, you've got to know. I told Dr. Sattlu I'd have to tell you.
Dr. Sattlu?
The man who did so much for Grace Hutchins. I went to see him.
What for?
To help me. Us. It's called the Center for Transposition Science.
Oh, brother, he's just a phony after your money, Hildy. Show him what's in your bank book and he'll slam the door in your face.
I've got to feed the birds. It just so happens his entire cost is $100.
For what?
For showing you how to get things. Things I want.
All I want is for you to forget it. I don't want you messing around with some freaky cult.
You can't do any harm. There you are. Come on. Come and get...
Those guys get you thinking all mixed up. We got enough problems with me out of work as it is.
Oh, there's our first Robin. Oh, hello, Robin. Yeah, but that's why I'm doing it, Brad. Look what happened to Grace Hutchins. From a nothing to a concert singer in a year.
So what's he going to do for you? Make you a movie star?
A model. I told him I wanted excitement, glamour, a fur maybe, some jewelry.
A model.
He says I can make $60 or more an hour modeling. We can live a lot better than we do, Brad.
I'm happy with us the way we are. We don't need his kind of help. I'll get it. Yeah. Yeah, hello, Max.
Oh, no. Well, when did it happen? Yeah, that's a shocker. How's his wife taking it? Sure. I'll be in. 8 o'clock tonight. Yeah, okay, Max.
Brad, what happened?
Bonnie Tucker was killed in an accident today.
Oh, terrible.
A drunk plowed through the divider on the drive. A real head-on. The drunk walks away and Bonnie's dead.
Oh.
Anyway, Max wants me in for the night shift tonight. Yeah, I got my job back.
Good morning, dear Hilda.
Good morning, Dr. Sattler.
And so we begin our study. Much of the work will depend on you. I'm not a miracle worker. I show the way, but you must follow. The first thing I want you to do when you get home today is remove every mirror from your home.
What?
No mirrors. Because the first thing we must get rid of is vanity. As the deep, beautiful, real you comes to the surface, your looks will begin to change. If you notice it, dwell on it, your vanity will stand in the way of our work. Does that present a problem?
No, I guess not. Brad doesn't shave. He wears a beard. But he's not going to like it. He wasn't too keen on my taking up this... the science. But I'll convince him. He's working double shifts at the cab company. He's not home much anyway.
Very well. We'll try it. Now, this book is the Bible of transposition science. I want you to start reading one chapter a day. We'll meet once each week for meditation together. The book shows you how to meditate daily by yourself. But our sessions together, that's where the real meaning is.
I'll be here next Saturday, then.
Yes. And now for our first meditation. Empty your mind, Hilda. All thought must leave. Only emptiness, whiteness, open to the spirit, the truth. Only emptiness to fill yourself with the truth. Empty, empty, empty. Hilda? Hilda?
Oh, what? Oh, what act is that, Lou? What happened?
We were meditating. How do you feel?
As though I wasn't here.
Good. Deep meditation. You'll be all right. Rest a moment, and then you can leave.
Yes.
Georgette, I'm having one of my disciples help you to a cab. Go home. Rest. And start reading.
Yes. I'll be back next Saturday.
You called, Doctor.
Georgette, this is dear Hilda. Help her get a cab, please.
Certainly.
Thank you.
We're going to be very successful, dear Hilda. Very successful.
Are you all right?
Yes. Fine. I can really go myself.
No trouble.
Do you work for Dr. Sattler?
In a way. I'm a disciple.
Is that what I am?
No. You're a student. You're a friend of Grace Hutchins.
Yes. Grace introduced me to Dr. Sattler.
He is good. You've made a wise decision.
I'm looking forward to studying with Dr. Sattler. I want better things for Brad and me. And after I saw what he did for Grace,
she is quite an example. There are plenty of cabs on Park Avenue. Oh, there's one. Cab! I'll see you next week, Hilda. Good luck.
Thank you.
Hildy, what the devil are you doing here?
Brad!
Who is that dame? Hey, what's going on?
I never expected... I went to see Dr. Sattler again.
I thought you weren't going to mess around with that baloney. This where he lives?
Up in the penthouse.
Yeah, well, he's got a good neighborhood. I'll say that for him. But you told me...
I didn't promise anything, Brad. I said I just wanted to see. Oh, please, please go along with me, Brad. If it starts to hurt us, I'll give it up.
I just hope you don't get in too deep to give it up.
Empty, Hilda. Empty your mind to nothingness, whiteness. Let the truth come through.
Oh, I'm bushed. Coming to bed, Hildy?
No, I'm going to study some more.
You were up till 4 this morning. I put up with the crazy idea of getting rid of the mirrors, but this thing's taking all your time.
I'm interested. I've got to read through this chapter before my meditation tomorrow.
All right. I got to be up at 6. Working 2 shifts is murder. It sure brings in the dough.
You're almost ready, Hilda. The beauty within is coming to the surface, coming out for everyone to see. Soon now, we'll have our heart's desire. Now, I want Georgette to work with you on makeup and posture. We must enhance that natural beauty that's coming out.
And I'm really going to be a fashion model?
Well, we're trying. One day, dear Hilda, you'll wear more furs and jewels than you could hope for. You'll be the envy of every woman.
I don't believe it.
Do you like what you see?
Well, you're a knockout, all right. But you sure ain't Hilda.
Of course I am. And then I'm not. Not the old Hilda, anyway.
Takes some getting used to.
Dr. Sattler's method works.
Oh, I'm dying to see Grace's reaction.
Yeah, you're different, all right. Beautiful. But somehow, Hildy, I...
What?
Well, I mean, where's my wife?
You'll get used to me, Brad. And just wait till I start making some real money. We'll move out of this dump.
This place
and...
is okay. Don't get snooty on me now.
Hello?
Oh, Hildy, it's Grace. How are you?
Grace, I was going to call you. How about lunch on Monday?
Love it. I can spring my surprise.
Oh, I was going to do the same thing.
Well, how are you making out with Dr. Satnu? Isn't he fabulous?
He is. Just wait till you see.
Monday at 1?
I'll have to make it at 12. Is that okay?
Oh, sure.
I'll meet you at the Beverly.
The Beverly? Oh, well, we are coming up in the world.
Grace, over here.
Oh, I
beg your pardon. Grace, it's me, Hilda. Hilda? Oh, you're not Hilda.
Ah, yes, I'm Hildy, little old Hildy Turner.
Why, it's startling.
Now I see it really is you.
It's all because of Dr. Satlu. But you said you had a surprise.
Oh, yes, but... Oh, honey, after seeing you, mine isn't all that much.
What is it?
Well, I'm going on tour. Worldwide.
Oh, Grace, that is exciting.
Well, Dr. Satlu says I should sing to the world.
Where are you going?
Oh, I don't know yet. The bookings haven't all been worked out, but... Oh, I'm so excited.
I guess we both are.
Oh, here comes the waitress. Let's order a big drink and toast Dr. Satlu.
You are ready, dear Hilda, to try for a modeling career. Don't you agree, Georgette?
The Fisher Agency will take her in a minute.
I'm so nervous. Things never bothered me before.
And you're starting an exciting new life.
I feel like Grace must feel, starting out on a concert tour.
Ah, yes. Dear Grace has told you of our plans.
She said you told her to sing to the world. I think that's nice.
And you, dear Hilda, will be admired by the world. Why don't you go home now, get some rest, and be sure to meditate. Georgette will be in touch with you after she sets up the appointment. She'll tell you what to do.
All right. I'll try not to be nervous. You'll hear from me, Hilda. She'll make it. She's perfect.
Of course she will.
She ought to have some fun first.
She will, just as Grace has had her fun. Now Grace must get down to serious work.
Yes, her tour.
Dear Grace is going to sing her heart out.
Wouldn't it be grand to be able to get whatever it is you want? Some people do and are happy with it. Others do and find they didn't want it after all. Grace and Hilda are both about to get what they've always wanted. But in their case, it's not quite what they expected. We'll find out just what happens when I return shortly with Act 3. Well, sir, I see you're one of the many people who bought a new Buick Century.
That's right. Boy, you want to talk about roomy and comfortable. Just take a look in there. Go ahead.
But you have curtains hanging in your car.
Yes, and wallpaper, too.
Well, why is that?
Well, we liked the Century so much, we decided to sell a house and live in it.
Huh. Oh, doesn't that get just a little crowded?
Oh, I suppose it might after a while, but we aren't home that much.
Oh.
Yeah, we got a little Skyhawk up north.
Buick, dedicated to the free spirit in just about everyone.
Discover the glamorous world of Barbara Cartland. A world of beautiful women and dashing men who become caught up in situations filled with danger, intrigue, and events that threaten the path of love. Discover why millions of people are falling in love with the reading entertainment of Barbara Cartland, best-selling author of romantic fiction. Read The Golden Illusion and The Husband Hunter, her latest novels, both Bantam Books, wherever paperbacks are sold.
This is WBBM Chicago. And now for another episode in the continuing saga of Pancake Place, brought to you by the International House of Pancakes. Today, we find Dr. Ding conferring with Nurse Mary.
Nurse, I want you to give this patient 10 cc's and an IV and take an EKG. Then we'll hop in my XKE and go to the IHOP.
Fine, Doctor, but what's an IHOP?
The IHOP, the International House of Pancakes. We'll go there for some great taste-tempting pancakes.
plain old pancakes?
No, nurse. At the IHOP, you'll find 19 different kinds of pancakes.
Oh, doctor, you're so smart. It's no wonder you're an MD with a PhD.
Well, it looks like they're off to the IHOP. But why does everyone talk in letters? Be with us next time when Nurse Mary says...
Oh, Dr. Dean, these pancakes are A-OK.
Hilda Turner is on her way to fulfilling her fondest wishes to be glamorous. Have an exciting life, furs, jewels. Dr. Satlu and his disciple Georgette have already helped her to a physical transformation. Now she seems on the threshold of a modeling career. Not bad for a girl who only a few months ago was a plain housewife with a job at Hobbs Department Store.
Huh? Hildy, that you?
Of course. Who were you expecting?
I was just catching a couple of winks between shifts. What are you doing home at 3 o'clock? You're supposed to be at work.
If you're referring to that insipid little job in that loathsome department store, I am finished with that. I gave them my notice today.
Wait a minute. What's with this $5 reward stuff?
What do you mean?
Insipid, loathsome. What the devil do they mean?
Don't you understand English?
English, yeah, sure. How come the fancy talk all of a sudden, Hildy? Hey, are you all right?
Of course.
I don't like the look in your eye, Hildy. I think this crazy doctor or whatever he is filling your head with a lot of bull. Dumb talk. Did you quit your job?
Oh, Brad, for heaven's sake, I'm starting work next week as a model.
A model?
At $60 an hour. 75 when I'm better known, they said. I had my interview today, and I got my first assignment next Tuesday.
Modeling what?
Jewelry for Bradstone's. It's a photo session.
No, but there's something here I don't like. You get $60 an hour?
Yes, next Tuesday.
Over my dead body. I know what goes on in those photo sessions.
Oh, Brad, don't be disgusting. They're face and hand shots of jewelry.
Come on, Hilda, wake up. This phony medicine man's taking you for a ride.
Brad, this is something I've never dared dream about. Me, a fashion model. And now I've got it, and I am going to do it.
Yeah, well, this guy says no.
And who is this guy? A little cabbie who never made any more than $80.
I'm making $100. You just wait a minute, Hildy. We never talked like this to each other before. You never talked like this to anyone. Now, what's happening to you?
For the first time in my life, I am going somewhere. Excitement. Glamour. Look.
You always look good to me.
Oh, Brad, how can you say that? I was a mousy little nothing, and you know it. But now... No, I'm getting what I want. I'm going to wear fur, diamonds, fine clothes.
Oh, boy.
Have my hair done every day, and it won't be long before I'll have the money to own those things.
That fake's got you thinking crazy. That's what it is, crazy.
We'll see who's crazy.
Yeah, we'll see. I got to get back to work. And when I'm done, we'll talk this out.
Brad, wait.
Don't feed your birds.
Damn the birds. I don't care what he thinks. Getting tired of that know-it-all cabbie. Shut up! Huh. That's strange. All the birds are gone but that one. Hello, pretty nightingale. Don't you want any seed? No? You just want to sing. Go ahead, you beautiful thing. Sing your little heart out.
So, next Tuesday, you begin your career.
Oh, I'm so excited, Dr. Satlu. It's a dream come true.
Of course.
I called Grace Hutchins to tell her the news, but someone answered and said she'd gone on tour already.
Ah, yes. Grace is flitting about, singing to the world.
I thought she'd called to say goodbye.
Perhaps she was so busy she forgot. And Hilda, don't you forget to meditate daily, particularly when you go for your first job.
Hilda Turner. Oh, you'll have to talk with my agent, Pat Smith at the Fisher Agency. I'm booked pretty solid for the next 2 months, I think. Lunch on Friday? I'd love it. But I think I have a show at the Waldorf. I'll call you back. Stop worrying, darling. My husband works till 1 a.m. Pour some more wine. We have 3 whole hours.
You're what?
I'm through, Brad. I'm moving off. I don't know why I've stayed as long as this.
But honey, I haven't seen anything of you in 3 weeks. But you're still my wife.
I'm about to change that, too.
What?
Don't be stupid, Brad. Can't you see I've outgrown you? You're a small-time hack driver, satisfied with a newspaper and a can of beer. I'm tired of you, and I'm tired of this cheese box we call an apartment. I'm taking a place in Dr. Satlu's building. I'm moving with a whole new crowd.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's the whole trouble with you, Dr. Satlu. Well, I'm going to fight him for you.
You are stupid. You think you're going to win me like a prize? You're a caveman. You even look like one.
You're not hurting me. I'm going to Satlu and stop this crazy stuff right now.
You can't.
Oh, yes, I can. Just watch me.
You can't ruin my career. There's nothing you can do.
I know where he lives. I picked you up in front of his building. I'm going to kill him.
Brad, don't be stupid.
If you say that once more, I'll kill you. Now, don't try to stop me. I'm going there now, right now. And you stay here till I get back. Move Hilda out of here. Get her away from New York and her crazy ideas. It was parked between 88 and 89. Yeah, step on it. Gotta beat that light. Watch out, you crazy devil!
I suppose I should feel something, but I don't. Not a thing.
Transposition science gives us the strength to face life's trials.
My husband is dead, and I don't feel a thing. Well, I was getting ready to leave him anyway. I was thinking of taking an apartment here in your building.
Splendid. We can continue our work. Dear Hilda, that part of your life is over. Think only of yourself, your beauty, your career.
Yes, I know. That's why I'm calling. I can't make it. I'm stiff all over. Must be coming down with the flu. No, you'd better cancel for the next couple of days. Hello, Georgette. Dr. Satlu called for me.
Yes, Hilda. He's in the prayer room. Come. You look disturbed. Something wrong?
I'm not feeling too well.
Ah, Hilda. Come in. I was meditating about you.
I haven't been well, Dr. Satlu. I thought it was the flu. Aches, stiffness. It's been all week. Those things usually last only a day or two.
Sit down.
If I can. So stiff.
I have been meditating, dear Hilda, because there's one last thing we must do to ensure your career.
Well, I haven't worked for a week because of this flu.
It is not the flu, dear Hilda. It's a change in your body, necessary to make sure that your beauty never fades.
What do you mean?
We are even, dear Hilda. You promised to believe in me, and you did. I promised you beauty, furs, jewels, glamour. We both have what we wanted. You have your heart's desire, and I have your soul.
My soul? My soul?
Yes, your soul. I took it from you and put it on your face, and there, dear Hilda, it shall remain forever.
I wonder where I am. Strange. I have the feeling people are looking at me. Yes, there are people behind the glass. And the light. It's so odd.
comfortable. But why am I here? I can't remember anything at all. I don't know why I'm here. But worse, I don't know where I am. I can't seem to move. Not a muscle. I can't even turn my head. Someone's coming in. Now, maybe I'll know.
Why do they want to change the window again? We just dressed this new mannequin yesterday.
Ronnie decided the sable and the turquoise didn't go together.
I could have told him that in the first place.
You can't tell Ronnie anything. When his mind's made up, pull the drapes and let's get going.
It was a lot easier when these things were abstract wire shapes. They showed off the style better, too. These lifelike figures attract too much attention to themselves.
This one's sure lifelike. I wonder where Ronnie had it made.
When we try to be something we're not, we often end up losing what little we had to begin with. Grace Hutchins doomed herself to an eternity of singing from the treetops. Hilda Turner to an eternity of frozen beauty in a department store window. Satan or Lucifer, take your pick, as Dr. Satlow was happy to give both women their heart's desire, in return, of course, for the one thing the devil cherishes more than anything else, a human soul. Ugh, a chill just went through me. We'll warm up when I return shortly.
This spring, True Value Hardware stores can keep you from committing involuntary plant slaughter when you start your garden. Hi, Pat Summerall to tell you that True Value Hardware stores offer the True Temper Tool Toter, just $5.44. It includes four of the most used gardened hand tools and sizes ideal for working around young, delicate plants. They come in a handy carrying tray. There's a three-tine digging fork for removing weeds and loosening soil, a trowel with wide blade for planting larger vegetables from the nursery, a cultivator for turning over soil, and a dandelion digger to remove weeds completely, roots and all. Each tool has a chromed head and a smooth-finished ash handle. You get four tools in a carrying tray for just $5.44. You'll find a complete selection of True Temper tools, shovels, spading forks, hoes, rakes, and more at participating True Value Hardware stores. For the one nearest you, look under Hardware in the Yellow Pages. And tell them Pat Summerall sent you.
Here we are talking with one of the thousands and thousands of people who bought a Buick this year. This is a Skylark, right?
That's right. Pretty, huh?
Indeed it is.
You want to sit in it? I'll let you for a buck and a quarter.
Do you charge to let people sit in your Skylark?
Oh, this is a very nice car. Look, I figure when word gets out, people will be lined up for blocks. Hey, you want to honk the horn? Give me a dime.
Listen, sir, Buick dealers let people do this for free.
They do?
Yeah.
Well, I think they're missing a good bet.
Buick. Dedicated to the free spirit in just about everyone.
Secrets. Bert Hirschfeld's newest novel, Bigger Than Aspen, more exciting than Fire Island. It's about an expensive little town with lots of little secrets. The secrets of a teacher who taught his students the facts of life outside the classroom. The secrets of a psychiatrist who used a bed instead of a couch. The secrets of a beautiful woman for whom one man is never enough. Secrets. Bert Hirschfeld's newest bestseller, a pocketbook. Secrets.
If you're longing for something, be careful how you go about getting it. Trying the easy way out may prove to be a hard road to follow, particularly if you don't know whom you're dealing with. The road to you-know-where is paved with good intentions, but you-know-who always seems to be waiting. You never get anything for nothing. Well, there's one exception. Our Mystery Theater plays. You can enjoy them for nothing more than your attention and your imagination. Our cast included Lois Nettleton, Robert L. Green, Bryna Rayburn, and Nat Polan. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Allied Van Lines and True Value Hardware Stores. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
You'll really want to vote for. It's Northwest Federal Savings Bandwagon of Gifts, and you can choose the gift candidate that's just right for you. The platform includes such name brand gifts as Color Light Cookware by Club, Cordless Grass Shears by Black & Decker, a Waterpik Shower Massage, a Texas Instrument Calculator, Crock-Pots, Osterizers, Vacuums, Watches, gifts for everyone in the family. From Northwest Federal free or at greatly reduced prices when you save $250 or more. And receive the highest interest rate allowed by law at Northwest Federal, too. At any of four convenient locations on Irving Park, two blocks west of Cicero, in the Harlem Irving Shopping Center, on Dempster in Des Plaines, and at Golf and Algonquin in Arlington Heights, where a vote for Northwest Federal is a vote for good savings. Remember,
it's Northwest Federal savings time, 53 hours a week.
News. Late reports from Italy say at least 78 people died in an earthquake in the northern part of that country. Hundreds of others are reported hurt. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. The quake centered in northeast Italy jolted much of central and southern Europe. The quake measured 6.5 on the Richter scale. The Italian government listed the 78 dead, and police officials said the fatality toll is rising fast and that it is hard to get an accurate count. Severe damage is reported in a dozen towns and villages in the foothills of the Alps near the Yugoslav border, a densely populated region. The quake was also felt in Czechoslovakia, southern Germany, and parts of Austria. More news in a moment.
Most appetizers you eat, but there's one appetizer you drink, Dubonnet.
Before that taxi, I'll have a glass of Dubonnet before a meal by day or night. Dubonnet is all.
A wine you drink before meals, before lunch, before dinner at cocktail time, before whatever you've got cooking. It's right for your appetite. Whether you serve it straight, on the rocks with a twist or soda, the distinctive taste of Dubonnet before makes what comes after that much better. Dubonnet. It all started in France, of course.
Before, yeah.
Dubonnet Company, New York, New York.
Senator Hubert Humphrey said Thursday night that the entry of California Governor Edmund Brown Jr. into the Democratic presidential race adds a new and exciting dimension to the campaign. Humphrey said Jimmy Carter does not have the nomination yet. A liberal Democrat whose campaign has faltered remains in the race, still trying to stop the Carter bandwagon. A report from Bill Platt in East Lansing, Michigan.
Morris Udall is campaigning in Michigan, where he is making an all-out effort in an attempt to best Jimmy Carter in the May 18th primary. Udall will spend at least $80,000, probably more, on radio and television here. But there is one extremely valuable asset he will not have, and that is the support of the giant United Auto Workers Union. UAW leaders announced that they would release money to be used in Carter's active support, though they did not openly endorse him. Udall admitted this was a setback, but said that he would take his case to the membership.
It is a plus for him, and it's a minus for me, but it falls short of the endorsement that I had heard they were going to make and gives me a chance to get to the rank-and-file members.
But the union-sponsored mailings in support of Carter will probably get to the rank-and-file in greater numbers than Udall is able. Udall says he will plow ahead in Michigan no matter what, but it will be an uphill battle. Bill Plant, CBS News, with the Udall campaign in East Lansing.
Another Democratic candidate for the White House, Senator Frank Church of Idaho, says Ronald Reagan would be the most dangerous man of all in the current list of presidential candidates. Church also criticized the use of the Panama Canal issue by...